Insight Global Health isn't just another staffing service. We're a team of dedicated partners that believe in the power of connecting people with opportunity. From the front line to the back office, we make hiring top healthcare talent easy.
This is Gracelyn Keller with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, and we are live at the 13th Annual Becker's Healthcare Conference. I'm sitting down right now with Giovanni Piedemonte, and he is the Vice President for Research and Institutional Official and a Professor of Pediatrics, Biochemistry, and Molecular Biology at Tulane University School of Medicine. So thank you so much for joining me today, and I would love to have us begin by having you introduce yourself and explain a little bit about your background.
I'm Giovanni Piedemonte. I'm fundamentally an MD. I worked as a physician for many years, the last 7 years in the Cleveland Clinic, where I was also president and CEO of the Children's Hospital. And 3 years ago, I joined Tulane, and I'm the vice president of Tulane, and fundamentally I take care of all the research portfolio of the university across all 10 schools. And that is about $300 million of funding. But I still see patients one day a week. It has become my hobby, I guess.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for sitting down with me. And I'd love to have us start our discussion with what you're most excited about right now in your career.
Right now, I'm very excited because I've been driving the digital transformation at Tulane University. When I arrived, it was fundamentally paper-based. And in a relatively short period of time, we are transforming our work environment in a fully digital system. In particular, we just launched a grant life cycle management platform that allows our investigator to pretty much prepare their entire grant applications in a fully digital and paperless system without basically you touching paper for the entire process. Next month, we are going to activate another module, which is going to allow us to submit electronically all the applications to the federal government system to system. So that completes us a cycle of modifications. So we have, for example, scanned every single document into digital files, searchable digital files, and we have provided every single one of our investigators with a digital logbook for their labs. And so I think it's one of the few experiments in which literally the entire process behind scientific research is completely digital-based.
Wow, that's incredible. And I would love to also discuss what issues you're currently spending most of your time on right now.
It's quite connected because one of the advantages that you have when you convert a system into a fully digital system, in particular, when you are able to connect artificial intelligence module to that infrastructure, you address the issues of the shortage in several areas that we have of the workforce. And to find competent and the people is becoming extremely difficult. Only having technological options, you can continue to manage the same volume of business without reducing services. So the two things come hand in hand, and we have been doing quite well despite a substantial loss in workforce because we have now systems that allow us to process all the workflow in a digital fashion.
Absolutely. And kind of going along with that, what do you think will be the thing that healthcare leaders need to do in the next 2 to 3 years to be successful?
Well, you know, a lot of people talk about innovation, but very few people are serious about it. It's easy to talk about. I think that only leaders that are aware of the fact that the rate of change in our environment is such that really you cannot stop. Never in the past has been more true the words of Albert Einstein that said that life is like a bicycle. You can do forward, you can go forward, you can go backward, you cannot stay still. So of course we had decided to go forward. And there is no doubt that in 5 to 10 years, artificial intelligence is going to change virtually everything, every aspect of our business. And only leaders that are technologically aware and are very serious about moving towards the future and understand what the future is going to be, only those are going to survive.
Absolutely. And I'd love to touch on staffing issues as we close our conversation today. So having workforce issues is one of the biggest concerns of hospital leaders in the last couple of years. And so I'd love to know what your system is doing to address those concerns.
Yeah, I really think that the real problem is actually inverted. Pretty soon, there is going to be such a loss of jobs that actually we're going to have too many people for the existing jobs. A lot of projections suggest that we are going to lose 25% of the existing job by 2030. And this basically, I think, is an understatement, an underestimate, because again, the implementation of artificial intelligence at its peak is going to make a lot of jobs disappear. So I think the problem is going to be in the near future, not to have too many jobs, is actually to have too little, because machines are going to do most of it. If you just think that, for example, many very large health systems have 50,000, 100,000 employees, and only 2,000 or 3,000 are physicians. All the rest of the people are just move paperwork from one side to the other. Robots are going to be able to do that in a fraction of the time and much cheaper. And so what I'm afraid is that we are going to jump from the current scenario in which, because a lot of those strategies are not implemented adequately, we are in a situation where we don't have enough people to work in certain areas. I'm afraid that in the near future, actually, the opposite is going to be, and that is going to be a much bigger problem, because we're going to have a lot of people with no works, no jobs. So I think that what we really need to do is to create the right balance, to find the right balance between the incredible power of the machines that is going to get better and better and stronger, and basically make sure that that is not going to completely disrupt our society.
Absolutely. Well, Giovanni, thank you so much for taking the time with me to sit down on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Again, we're live at the 13th Annual Becker's Healthcare Conference. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.